ask you a question. Let me ask you something. If you're somebody who generally tries to take care of yourself, you work out some, you don't have to be a fanatic, but you work out some, you look after yourself, you try to pay attention to your weight, and you go to the doctor from time to time to make sure your blood pressure and other important measurements are in good shape, do you think it's appropriate for you to pick up the bill for somebody who smokes two packs a day, is 80 pounds overweight, drinks whiskey, you know, three or four times a week, heavily? Is it your responsibility to pick up the bill for that person? Because according to the Democrats, of course it is. To be compassionate, that's your job. It's your responsibility to pick up the bill for people that make terrible choices. That's what a single-payer health care system is. Here to sort it out with me is S.T. Karnick, Heartland Institute Publications Director at the Heartland Institute. Sam, good to have you here.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.
Greatly appreciate you being here. So the Biden administration, Democrats for years, Bernie Sanders, have pushed for this idea that somehow having a single-payer system like they have in Europe, where you stand in line for months or years to get procedures done, or Canada, where you stand in line for months or years, is somehow a better system than what we currently have in the United States. I disagree. And I don't like the idea of having to pick up the bill for somebody who, well, frankly, treats their body like an amusement park. What do you think?
I think that you're absolutely right. The plan that the Democrats are basically moving toward is what's called a single-payer system, in which basic government would take over all of healthcare. That's the bottom line there. And there are two ways of getting to it. One is simply to implement it right away and say, this is what we're doing. The other is to create what's called the public option, in which you drive out private insurance because government has more power as a buyer than private insurance firms would. So in one way or another, the idea from the left is to get us into a single payer system in which government basically does all your health care for you. And you've seen the results of that in Europe and Canada and other such places.
I think that
it's not pretty.
I think most of us at this point, when you get to a certain age, you've been to the pharmacy, you've had the pharmacist say, it wasn't approved by insurance. You've got to have a pre-approval notice. You know what? Your doctor may have prescribed it. The insurance company said, no, you can't have that at all. We've all had those experiences. And when the insurance companies start dictating what my health care will be and not my doctor, that's frightening. If the government is the insurance company, that's far more frightening to me. I mean, that's talk about a pandemic. That will create problems and misery and death. It's 100% sure, isn't it?
Yes. What single payer does is it takes the worst elements of our current healthcare system and makes them the entire system, which is the fact that government has so much power and it has so much ability to increase costs and to decrease innovation that it basically wrecks the system. Now, what our American healthcare plan does is we acknowledge that what health insurance today is doing two things. It does one well, which is to protect you from catastrophic problems that would wreck you financially. But the other one, it does very, very poorly, and it does so much damage to our healthcare system and to individuals in terms of our access to insurance and to healthcare.
Let me ask you something, Sam. I want to ask you something.
Every day.
Because I want to ask you about the financial component, and I want to jump in here because I think it's important. When they pushed Obamacare through, which was the precursor for where we are today, clearly that was what they're doing. They're laying the groundwork for a single-payer system. And President Obama at the time told us there were 30 million Americans that had no insurance, and that was unacceptable. I don't disagree with that. All right, as a basic premise, I don't disagree with that. And I think that it's okay to have a baseline of protection. But that's never the way it works. It's always, then you get this, and you get this, and you get this. Wouldn't it have been cheaper and more cost-effective for the United States government to buy insurance policies for 30 million uninsured people at some baseline, bronze level of coverage than it would have been to do all this?
It absolutely would have. What it did was it's interesting what happened there, because basically what it was saying was what Obamacare was a way of making sure that insurance companies get a lot more customers. What you're saying is, well, there are 30 million uninsured. Let's make everybody get insured. And that idea actually came from conservatives at another think tank and in Massachusetts under the Mitt Romney, Governor Mitt Romney. But the point is that what that does is it simply expands one of the problems that you have, which is that insurance is paying for your everyday health care. That is our big problem. What we need to do is instead have insurance pay for catastrophic illnesses and injuries and the like, and have your everyday health care paid for by you.
Right.
If it's paid for by you, then you will be much more careful about what you get, is charged you. Yes. Well, here's the thing, though. What we do is we create in the American healthcare plan, we create a system of health ownership accounts. So and you can take out 10% of that every 3 years and spend it on anything.
Wouldn't that be nice?
This is all tax free. Well, yeah. What that does mean then is that you would want to preserve the money in your account.
You would think.
So that you can benefit from it.
Sure.
And so what you do is you get a catastrophic plan that protects you from the things that insurance protects you well from. So it protects you from these catastrophic problems.
And Sam, I think it's a brilliant idea. The problem is the liberals, they don't have any control there. And it's all about control and power. And short of that, they'll never get on board. But we'll talk about this again in the future. I got to leave it there. It's a great plan. It is. It's a good idea. Sadly, I don't think I'll ever see it in my lifetime. Sam Hartland Institute Publications Director, you keep up the good fight, though, because we're not going to give in and we're not going to give up, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
S.T. Karnick, Hartland Institute Publications Director here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll take a short break and be right back. Don't go anywhere.